Hi there. The word for you today is, do you mind waiting? In James 1 verse 4, the Amplified Bible, we read, let patience do a thorough work in you. Larry Moyer tells the humorous story of a warden who asked a man on death row what he would like to eat for his last meal. He said, a huge piece of watermelon. The warden said, you must be kidding. This is December. Watermelons haven't even been planted, let alone harvested. The inmate replied, that's okay. I don't mind waiting. Seriously, do you mind waiting? I mean, how do you act when things don't move fast enough for you? Graciously or not so graciously? A well-known minister writes, and I quote, I happened to be in a store one day and had waited a long time in a slow-moving line to pay for one little item. The people in front of me had stacks of items. Then I was overlooked while somebody else was served ahead of me. Well, when it was finally my turn, the sales assistant looked at me and said, thank you for waiting. Are you who I think you are? That preacher on TV? I knew the minute you walked in that it was you. I thought to myself, what if I'd been angry and mouthing off because I wasn't served in the proper order? Impatient behavior can adversely affect your witness. You know, when you view life's irritations through God's eyes, it changes how you feel about the situations that are testing your patience. You begin to see them as friends, not enemies. You realize that God permits them to help mature you. So, listen to what James writes. Let patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be perfectly developed with no defects, lacking nothing.